Today we're doing Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We left off on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we were discussing how someone said in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said there are only two examples of a lav anita klasei where you're actually going to get malchus because you ruined the chance of doing the assay or you failed to do the assay. And there are only two cases where you're actually going to get malchus for a lav anita klasei because of your failure to do the assay. What were the two cases he gave? It was one of the main points yesterday. He said one of them was a case of. What was the first one? Take the first one first. What? No. One of them was a case of Shiluach HaKein, right? Sending away the mother bird. Va'on Acheres. And there's only one more. So the Gemara said that only one more must be the case of Onus. Must be the case where you have to, where the issue of divorcing your rape victim. Must have been the other one. Now the Gemara is going to ask, really there are no more cases of a lav anita klasei where you can get malchus? We could think of three more cases of a lav anita klasei where you could get malchus by failing to do the assay. So we're picking up now five lines from the bottom of the page. Visu leka? Is there really nothing else? Vahaika, gezel, what about stealing? Derachmana amar lo sigzol. The Torah says, thou shalt not steal. And the pasuk also says, an asei veheshev es hagzela. What's veheshev es hagzela? Return the thing that you stole. So isn't that an example where it's a lav anita klasei, and if you don't return the thing that you stole, you're going to get malchus. Or I'll give you another one, a second one. Mashkon. Taking a collateral. Derachmana Amar, the pasuk says, Lo savo beso lavot avoto. You're not allowed to break into someone's house and take your mashkon from him. Hashev tashivlo, havot kiva shemesh. And there's a mitzvah say that if you took it unlawfully, you have to give it back when the time comes that he needs it, that he needs that mashkon. And in both of these cases, they're both a lav anita klasei, and both of them, mishkachas la bekimu velo kimu, ubitlu velo bitlu. Whatever you hold, whether you hold kimu v'lo kimu, whether you hold bitlu v'lo bitlu, you can come up with a way that you're going to get malchus in both of these cases. Let's say you steal. What would be an example if you hold kimu v'lo kimu, where are you going to get malchus? Bazin will tell you, listen, buddy, you have two options. One option is, what are your options? You stole. Return what you stole. But the other option is, we're going to give you malchus. And if you say, I'm not returning it, then you're going to get malchus. And if you hold bitlu v'lo bitlu, how could you get malchus for stealing? You ruin the chance of ever returning it. How do you ruin the chance of ever returning it? You destroy it, let's say. So now you can't return it. So now you're gonna get malchus in both of these cases. So answers the Gemara. So why do we not mention these on the list? Why do we say there are only two cases where you can get malchus for lav anita klasei? Answers the Gemara. Hasam kivin dechayiv b'tashlumin ein loko mishalim. Because in those cases you have to pay, and the rule is you can't pay and get malchus. So in those cases, you're not going to get malchus because at the end of the day, you have to pay for it. So once you're paying, you're not going to get malchus. Ask the Gemara, but I could still come up with another case. Mask for the Rabbi Zeira, not another case, but even the case of mashkon, sometimes you won't have to pay. Mask for the Rabbi Zeira, hi'ika mashkono shel ger umeis hager. What if you took a mashkon, a collateral from a ger, and then the ger dies, where you can't pay it back? Why can't you pay it back? He has no relatives to pay it back to because he's a ger and he's dead, so you can't pay it back to him. So in that case, shouldn't you get malchus? He's no longer here. You can't pay it back. You should get malchus. Answers the Gemara: Hasam gavra bar tashluminhu v'shibuda de ger hu de kapaka. No, that case was a case where the guy deserved to have to pay. It's just that shibuda de ger hu de kapaka. You just have no one to pay to. So that's not called the case that you're chayiv malchus. In that case, you really are chayiv to pay. You just don't have the ability to do it. But you really are chayiv to pay in that case. You're not really chayiv malchus in that case. Practically, I'll give you a third one. Vayika peya. What about peya? Peya is also a lav anita klasei. Derachmana amar, the pasuk says, lo saseh lo sechale pa'asadcha. What does that mean? Don't finish harvesting your entire field. Why can't you finish harvesting your entire field? What do you need to do? You need to leave a corner for the poor people. So that's a los assay. And how do you fix it by doing an assay? La anivelager tazov osam. The pasuk says, leave it there for a poor person to come and take it. So you see, the mishkachas labekimu velokimu and bitlu velbitlu. You have a way of getting malchus if you don't leave it there for the poor person. Let's say you eat it. So you didn't leave it there for a poor person. Now you can't be mekayim the assay. Now you're going to get malchus. Ditnan, because after all, the Mishnah says, mitzvahs peya lahafresh minakam. the mitzvah of peah is to leave it standing grain, never even cut it, just leave that corner untouched in your field. Lo hifrish min hakama, mafrish min ha'umrin. Let's say you already harvested it all. So then, leave peah from the bundles of grain that you piled up in your field. Granted, you don't have it still attached to the ground. At least leave peah from the bundles that are bundled together of grain. Lo hifrish min ha'umrin. If you didn't leave peah when it was still in bundles, mafrish min ha'kri. At least when it's at the next stage, when you pile all the grain up, take off a piece of it and leave that as peah. Ad shalom yireach, as long as you haven't yet smoothed out the piles of grain. Mircha, once you already smoothed out your piles of grain, ma'aser, now you got to take maisros, v'nosinlo, but you could still take a little part off and give that as peah. But the bottom line is, you can always give peah until you grind it up and turn it into flour. Once you grind it up and turn it into flour, now it's too late to give peah. See, here's a case. It's a lava nita klase, because what's the losa say? Don't do what? Don't do what?
Don't
cut the entire field, right? Don't cut the, you have to leave a part. But you could fix it. How do you fix it?
Take off a little bit.
Right? Take off a little bit of whatever you have piled up or whatever you have anyway. You could fix it up until a point. But there comes a point where you can't fix it anymore. When's that point where you can't fix it anymore?
Once you grind it up.
And at that point, you should be chayv malchus. So isn't this an example of a lave nita klase where you chayv malchus because there comes a point where you just can't fix it? Answers the Gemara, Kidrabi Yishmael. The Amar Af Mafresh Mina Isa. We're assuming, like Rabbi Yishmael, that you can always fix it. Because even once you ground it up and you mixed it with water and you made a dough and you have challahs, you're still allowed to take your bread and give that as peah. So you could always fix it. What's the Gemara's next kasha going to be? Yeah, what happens if you eat it? Rabbi Yishmael, Nami Mishkach, so Da'ach Alisa. What if you ate the dough? Then you can't fix it. It's not fixable then. Answers the Gemara, you're right. When Rabbi Yochanan said that there are two cases where you get malchus for a lav nita klase, he meant the case of shiluach hakein and the case of peah. He didn't mean the case of ones. He meant the case of peah. Ones is a case where you're never going to get malchus. Oh, we were wrong on Amar Aleph. This is the case where you're actually going to get malchus. Aval ones lo, but the case where a man was ma'anis a woman, where a man raped a woman, there's not going to be any malchus. Why is there not going to be any malchus? Because that, he'll never have a situation where he can't do the assay. He'll always still be able to do the assay. What did we say was the situation by ones where you're not going to be able to do the assay? We said it's if you take a neder that she's never going to get anor from you, al das rabin, meaning you take the most serious neder that she should never be able to get anor from me. So now you're not going to be able to do the assay because what are you not going to be able to do? You're not going to be able to remarry her because you took the strongest kind of neder and you can't undo the strongest kind of neder. Says Gemara, yeah, we were wrong about that. You can undo the strongest kind of neder if that's going to help you do a mitzvah like remarry her. When do we say that a very strong neder can't be undone? That's only when it's for an optional thing, when it's just stam for random things. Mitzvah, but if it helps you do a mitzvah, yesh lo afara. You could even undo a very serious neder. And for example, ki hada hu mikri dardiki, like the case of the teacher of young children, Dava Pasha Biyanuki, who was beating up the kids too much. He was hitting the kids too much when they weren't learning. Adre Ravacha. So Ravacha took a neder, this guy should never be allowed in a classroom again. Vahadre Ravina. But Ravina undid that neder and allowed the guy in the classroom again. Because he was the best teacher ever. The kids came out of that class really knowing things. They were scared for their lives, probably, and that's why they knew things. But they came out of that class really, really knowing things. Okay, it was a different time. We probably would not allow the guy back in the classroom nowadays. Definitely would not allow the guy back in the classroom nowadays. Main point number one. Or probably just a parent from the class would come and beat the garbage out of the guy. That's what would happen. All right, okay, main point number one. Peah is an example of a lava nita klase where you can get malchus. How do you get malchus for peah? If you do what? If you either grind the grain or eat the grain. Peah is an example of a lava nita klase that you could still get malchus for if you grind the grain or eat the grain. I'm going to go quick on the main points and then I'll repeat them after the shiur if you want. Main point number two, we can be made for a neder. We can undo a neder that's made al das rabim if it's necessary for a mitzvah. So again, we can undo even the most serious neder. A neder that you say, I'm doing al das rabin, as long as it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Right, that's the case of the teacher who's beating up the kids, and the an ones case, you can undo a neder to be able to remarry her. Fine. The Mishnah went on listing all the veros for which you get malchus. The Mishnah had said va ochel nevelos utrefos shkatzim uramasim, a person who eats nevelos and trefos and all sorts of creepy crawly things, you get malchus for them. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, hayman da ochel binisa de bekarva, if a person eats the little bugs that you find in cabbage, malkinon le mishum sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, he gets malchus for violating the iser of sheretz hasheretz ala aretz. There was a guy that ate the bugs in the cabbage. And Rav Yehuda gave him malchus. Next time you're having a conversation around a Shabbos table and someone starts talking about checking bugs and someone says, I don't know, in the old days no one ever had to check for bugs. We were always allowed to eat bugs. When did this new thing come up that all of a sudden you're not allowed to eat bugs? No, it's right here. The Gemara says you get five malchus. We'll see in a second. It's very bad to eat bugs that are in cabbage or in any other vegetable. Amra Abaye. Abaye says, Achal putisa lokar ba. If you eat a certain type of creature from the water, you get four malchios. Nimala, if you eat a certain type of creature called a nimala, loka chamesh, you get five malchios. Mishum sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, for sheretz hasheretz, for violating not only the four that you violate when you eat the fish bug, but a fifth one for eating a sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, a bug that crawls on the ground. Tzira, if you eat a hornet, then you won the prize. You won the Avera contest. Loka sheish, mishum sheretz ha'of. Because not only does it crawl on the ground, it's also a sheretz ha'of. It's also like a flying sheretz. So then you win the prize. You violated as many yisurim as you possibly can. Main point number three, person could be chayiv between four and six malchios for eating different types of insects. Person could be chayiv between four and six malchios for eating different types of insects. Insects. Amar Rav Achai. Rav Achai says, Hamasha es nekavav over mishum lo seshaktu. If you have to go to the bathroom and you don't, you hold it in, you violate an issue in the Torah called lo seshaktu. What's the issue of lo seshaktu? Is one of our important concepts. Don't be gross. Amar Rav Bibi Barabai. Rav Bibi Barabai says, Hayman deshasi bekarna du'umna. If a guy uses bloodletting utensils, let's say he takes a beaker that they use, or whatever, not a beaker, whatever they call it, that they use the tubes that they use to collect blood when they do bloodletting or blood donating, cover me, and you use that to drink from, use it as a shot glass, cover me shum lo teshaktu. That's a violation of, don't be gross. That is disgusting. No, probably only if it's been used, I'd imagine. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna. It's like a very popular thing to do. I don't know about these things. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna. Risek tisha nemalim. If a person crushes up nine bugs, but they're all crushed, vehevi echad chai, and then you bring one bug that's still whole, vishlim on the kezayis, and all together, all the bugs make a full kezayis of bugs, nine crushed ones and one whole one, lokev vav, you get six malchios. Hey mishum beria, you get five malchios for eating one full creature. The echon mishum kezayis nevela, and then the sixth malchus you get for eating a kezayis of nevela, because dead bugs are also called a nevela. It's not just dead animals that are called nevela; dead bugs will be a nevela. You only chayiv you eat a kezayis of it. So the beria itself, the one full bug, remember beria was one of our concepts, that you chayiv five malchios for. Then you add the fact that you have a kezayis of bugs in the mix, so it's six malchios. Rava Amar Rav Yochanan afilu shnayim vahu. It doesn't have to be nine bugs; it could even be two bugs that are crushed up and one full bug. Rav Yosef Amar afilu echad vahu. Doesn't even have to be two; it could just be one crushed up bug and one full bug, as long as altogether it equals the size of what? Kezayis, you can get six malchios. These guys aren't arguing with each other. If you're dealing with very big bugs, it could be one or two, and you'll get a kezayis. If you're dealing with zutri, with very small bugs, you're probably going to need nine, plus the whole one to get to a kezayis. Main point number four, the iser to be disgusting includes not going to the bathroom and drinking from bloodletting utensils. The iser to be disgusting includes not going to the bathroom and drinking from bloodletting utensils.
Bloodletting?
Bloodletting, yeah. Achal tevel u'maisa rishon. The Mishnah went on to say, if you eat tevel, if you eat maisa rishon that you never took the truma from, you get malchus for these things also. Amar Rav, says Rav, achal tevel shal maisa ani loke. Let's say you eat tevel shal maisa ani, which means You have your produce. You took truma, you gave it to a kohen. You took ma'aser rishon, you gave it to a levi. All you didn't do is take the ma'aser ani and give it to the poor person. Still, you get malchus. If you eat that produce before you take the ma'aser ani and give it to the poor person, you get malchus. Kiman, who's that assuming like? Ki hai tana. That must be assuming like the following tana. De tanya, we learned in a braisa, Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you might think you're only chayiv on tevel if you didn't take anything from the tevel. What do I mean you didn't take anything? You didn't take truma, maaser. Only then you're chayiv on tevel. But if you already took truma, you just didn't take maaser. Or maaser rishon v'lo maaser sheni. Or you already took maaser, you just didn't take maaser sheni. V'afilu maaser ani. Or you already took maaser rishon and truma, but you just didn't take maaser ani. Minayin, how do I know you still get malchus even for that? Tamalomer lo sucha lechel b'sharecha. That's what the pasuk teaches me that says lo sucha lechel b'sharecha. So you see in this brisa teaches ula halanu. And later the pasuk says va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. So malalan ma'israni. Just like the second pasuk is talking about ma'israni, afkan ma'israni. That pasuk is also about ma'israni. Va'marchmana lo sucha. The pasuk says it's a lo sasei that you violate a lav if you eat something that hasn't had ma'israni taken from it. So you see that this brisa holds that if you eat something, produce, where you already took truma, you already took maaser rishon, all you failed to do is take maaser ani, still you get malchus. It's a violation of eating tevel. You can get malchus for that. Amar Rav Yosef kitanai. Rav Yosef says, well, that's actually a machlokas tanai. Because Rav Lazar Omer, ein sarach likros es Hashem al maaser ani shel demai. Ooh, demai is an important concept. I forgot to mention before. What does demai mean? Yeah, Jordan? So when you buy something, but when you buy something from an Amah Aretz, you buy produce from someone who you're not sure if he took Trumas or Maisers yet. So what if you buy something from him? Do you have to take Maiser Ani from that? Can you trust that he already at least took care of Maiser Ani? So if a person is, Rabbi Lazar says, Ein Tzarech Likros as Hashem al Maiser Ani Shel Demai. You don't have to designate Maiser Ani of Demai. The Chamamrim Kori as Hashem, Veinu Tzarech Lafrish. The Chamas say, no, you have to at least designate it as Maiser Ani. You just don't have to give it to an actual poor person, but you have to set it as you have to call it Maiserani. My lav ba kamiflgi. What are they arguing about? Aren't they arguing about the following? Demar savar vaday tovlo, umar savar vadao eino tovlo. That in one opinion holds that when you have a regular case of produce, vaday meaning not a case of demai, a case where you have your own regular produce, if you didn't take Maiserani, it's called tevel. And the other opinion holds, no, if you didn't take Maaser Ani, it's not called Tevel, it's not an Isra of Tevel. Amle Abaye says, Ihachi, Adimiflugu Bisfeko, Liflugu Bivade. If that's what they're really arguing about, whether failure to take Maaser Ani is called Tevel, then they should just argue about regular produce. Why would they argue about Demai? No, Eladukuli Alma Vade Tovlo. Everyone agrees that if you didn't take Maaser Ani, then it's definitely Tevel, you get Malkus for that. Over here, they're arguing about the following. One opinion says that Amei Aretz for sure would always take care of Maaserani. They'd always give it to the poor people because that's a monetary chiyuv. They're just not so religious, but they're not going to cheat the poor people. So they would for sure give Maaserani to give to the poor people. V'rabbanan Savri, and the other opinion holds, kivan detrich le'milsa lo mafrish. Since it's annoying to give 10% to the poor people, the Amei Aretz won't do it. That's the whole machlokas over there, whether you can trust the poor people. But everyone would agree that if you know for sure Maaserani has not been taken from something, and you eat that produce, everyone would agree that what? You get malchus. And that's main point number five. Failure to take Maaserani makes the produce tevel. So you get malchus for it? But we have a machlokas whether or not Amah Aretz takes Maaserani. We have a machlokas whether you can trust Amah Aretz to take Maaserani. Failure to take Maaserani makes the produce tevel, but we have a machlokas whether or not Amah Aretz takes Maaserani. So Melch, you ready to go?